Alumina maker Alcoa, one of America's iconic industrial companies, called Pittsburgh home until 2006 when it decamped for Park Avenue. As John Miller reports for 90.5 WESA, Alcoa is coming back, leaving New York and returning to its roots.
I'm here on a bustling street in the Strip District. Uber self-driving cars make their rounds, and vans ferry bread and vegetables to trendy restaurants. The plaque on Smallman Street celebrates the invention of the modern process used to make aluminum by a young engineer named Charles Martin Hall. Today, the essential modern metal is used in everything from beer cans and baseball bats to cars and airplanes. It was here, in Pittsburgh, in 1888, that Hall helped found what became iconic aluminum maker Alcoa.
Between 1880 and about 1920 or so, you see a lot of strands of production that had been sort of gelling over the previous 60 or 70 years.
That's Alan Dietrich Ward, history professor at Shippensburg University.
You know, Carnegie Steel being the most obvious example of that, but then also Alcoa, Coppers Incorporated, and others.
Dietrich Ward says that for all of Pittsburgh's working class mythology, the city has long been home to tens of thousands of white-collar workers. Factory jobs have ebbed and flowed, but Pittsburgh has always been a city of offices.
You see, at simultaneous with Pittsburgh's growth as an industrial center, the development of the banking industry, as well as kind of the corporate executive expertise that we take for granted now, but that simply didn't exist before the Civil War.
Now, Alcoa's executive headquarters are coming back. But any thoughts that that means the firing up of smelters on the Three Rivers are premature, to say the least. The aluminum industry has drastically changed in the last 20 years. In 2006, the year Alcoa moved to New York, it operated 10 smelters in the U.S. and accounted for roughly 10% of global production. Since then, China has flooded the world with cheap aluminum, deflating prices and forcing Alcoa to close smelters in places like Tennessee and Texas, and rely more on production in places with cheaper power like Iceland and Saudi Arabia. And last year, the company split in two, with a new firm called Arconic taking over its business of making manufactured aluminum like truck wheels and screws for airplanes. So if Alcoa's return to Pittsburgh doesn't spell a resurgence in American manufacturing, what does it mean for the city? Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.
Well, it's a big deal. We're excited that one of Pittsburgh's kind of founding industrial partners of years ago is coming back. And it's a great mix with what's going on in the new technology, the new Pittsburgh in robotics and artificial intelligence and all the things that are going on here around medical technology. So we're glad to have them back.
But what might seem symbolic for Pittsburgh is for Alcoa a decision that comes down to dollars and cents. It's cutting 8 offices total, from Beijing to Nashville to New York, mostly to save money on things like Park Avenue rent. Alcoa Vice President Molly Bierman.
We will save about $5 million a year once the consolidation of the offices is complete.
And in the end, being a white-collar capital is a good thing, according to University of Pittsburgh economist Chris Bream.
Well, I think they're sort of relatively better paying jobs. Large corporate headquarters, you know, to be successful is a talent business. They bring in the best people. So, you know, you're looking at the higher end of the salary scale.
Bream says that although it would be better to also have manufacturing jobs, Pittsburgh's future is as a white-collar city. And that really is kind of like its past, too. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm John Miller.
Find more on this story on our website, WESA.fm, and listen for more stories about Alcoa's return to Pittsburgh all this week on 90.5 WESA.